knowing who you are, and not telling. I know that your wife has been to see me in the astral, and so have you, and you made a big splash about it, too. But your wife is trying too hard, or she may have a little fear. But if she would only take things quietly and not make such efforts, then she would remember the astral travels that she did. Now, here is a bit more which really relates to the Hollow Earth. Since the publication of your books, I would imagine that the Chinese have tried to find the passageways in the mountain and the underground river. How could it remain so well hidden from such an intensive search? The answer is, through masterly misdirection. If you see a blank wall ahead of you and all your tests, including the use of special detectors, etc., convince you that the wall is solid, then you turn elsewhere, and the wall is indeed very well protected, because if one goes down far enough, one gets to an outpost of the Hollow Earth. You further ask about the approximate date of the underground tunnels. Well, I should say about 1 million years, or so, ago, because they were made well before Atlantis. They were made when first people went underground, and into the inner world. In passing, let me say that although a lot of people will screech with laughter at the thought of a hollow earth, let me remind them that for centuries and centuries people thought that the earth was flat, and if anybody had dared to say that the earth was round, then they would have been taken as insane people, because they would have said, if the world is round, how can we stand on it? What about the people on the other side of the earth? They would fall off for sure. We know otherwise, don't we? We know the earth is round and not flat. Some of us know that the world is hollow, too. Think of that, will you? Respected sir, you have got your facts mixed up somewhere, or dropped a brick, or you haven't been reading my books properly. You say, why would a race of people from far out in space want to colonize with the people of this world to produce the race of Dan? Well, who said there was going to be a colony coming from beyond space? Just think of this: get all the white people, the yellow people, the red people, the black people, and any other color or shade you can scrape up, get them all to intermarry, and look at the result. What would the color be? Dan, of course. And so we can get the race of Tan when we get all the peoples of the world intermarrying, because in those days color will not matter. It doesn't matter in Brazil nowadays. It is one place on the face of this earth where the black man and the white man work side by side with no thought whatever of color. I have a very soft spot for Brazil because they are doing well, and it is one of the coming countries. They will be the first to produce citizens for the race of Tan. In the Hermit it was stated that the gardeners would place someone on this earth for the hermit to tell his story to. How is it meant that you were placed on this earth? Well, somebody had to be picked, and the person who was picked had to have certain qualifications. For instance, he had to be a very hardy individual. He had to be highly telepathic, highly clairvoyant, he had to have a good memory, and he had to have his personal frequency or wavelength of a certain order. In other words, he had to be constantly in touch with one of the great masters. So the poor fellow who did fulfill those qualifications was grabbed and placed in such conditions that he naturally became the listener to the story, and I state that that story is true. Let's have a statement from Paddle Boat Moffat. He says, read the book The Spaceships of Ezekiel by Joseph F. Blumrich. You suggested I read it, and it proved very interesting and well written. So the UC Paddle Boat Moffat, now a member of the Paddle Boat Club, is able to take advice, to act upon advice, and to profit from advice. He's a good fellow, too. Here is a question from Willem Briceno. He is 18 years of age and he lives in Venezuela. His first question is there any part of the world in which the original religion taught by Christ is now practiced? No, I am sorry to say that there is not. Christ departed the scene, and for many years the teachings of Christ were let lapse. But after a number of years, a gang of people thought they would start something which would give them some power. Really, the early founders of the Christian Church, as it was then, were a lot of cultists. They did not teach that which Christ taught, but they taught that which increased their own power. For example, most of the bunch were paralyzed with fright at the thought of women. Christ did not teach that women were unclean. mind you. I'm sure Christ would not have liked that women's liber person who writes to me. But Christ taught that women had rights just as men have rights, but the founders of the church in the year 60 did not want women to get any power at all, so it was taught that women had no souls, women were unclean, some of them are by the amount of stuff they put on their face. However, to answer the question, no, on no place at all of this earth is the original teaching of Christ followed. Is there in existence now the original version of the Bible? If not, what can one do to enable Christianity to be taught as it was originally intended to be taught? Well, if we could find the original version of the Bible, we could still not return to basic Christianity, because the Bible is just a collection of books consisting of the gospel according to, and as I have been saying, the Bible is not necessarily the teachings of Christ. Most of the people in Christ's time couldn't write, anyway. If animals are also intelligent, why don't they make temples and houses, and why don't they leave any culture in history? But are you sure they don't? You see, it doesn't mean that a person is civilized or intelligent because one builds a temple or church. I've got one in front of me now, which is a concrete monstrosity done in the form of an Indian wigwam, that is, tent-shaped with three imitation poles sticking up from the roof. It's a church all right, but in the form of a teepee, which was a tent of the Indians who, anyway, weren't Christians. So how is there any symbolism in that? To my own definite knowledge, animals are intelligent, but their intelligence takes a different form from that of humans. Humans seem to want to build great buildings so that some other humans can come along and drop bombs on it or shell the cities which humans make. I never understand people who think that humans are the lords of creation. They are not. On this particular world, admittedly, they dominate by force. But do you know that only humans and spiders commit rape? No other animals at all do. You say about building things, but how about the bees? How about the ants? They have very wonderful civilizations. Ants have fortresses. They have a very effective army, they have cleaners, street cleaners, they have nursemaids and all the rest of it, they even have their milk cows, which are aphids. Animals are here for their own particular purpose and for their own particular evolution, and I know from my own personal intensive studies that animals can be highly intelligent, some more intelligent than humans. I say that with a full sense of responsibility, and unless you are clairvoyant and telepathic, as I am, then you cannot truthfully contradict me, because you would be like a person who was born blind and who would say that there were no such colors as red, green, yellow, etc., etc. Unless you have the same abilities as I have, then you cannot dispute what my superior abilities enable me to know. In the same way, I cannot walk, so it's useless for me to argue with you if you say that it's a very pleasant thing walking over such and such a surface. I wouldn't know. I know my own subjects. Rosemary, that is the only name of hers I have here, writes to me and says, in your next book, would it be possible for you to dwell a little on the causes of a dual personality? You see, I have a dual personality. Does that mean I have great difficulty in following the middle way? I tend to go to extremes. No, Rosemary, it doesn't mean that you are any different from anyone else. It means that you came here to overcome certain defects, and so that you could see what it was like you came as a dual personality. I assume that in a previous life, perhaps in your very last life even, you could not get on with people, and somebody said you couldn't get on with yourself. So, in effect, you said, "All right, I'll go back to Earth as a dual personality and you'll see how well I do." A dual personality is just one who has an astrological makeup which causes them to see two sides of the coin at once. Surely quite a feat, but it doesn't mean you are any better or any worse than anyone else. It might even mean that it was intended that you should be twins, you know, identical twins where one egg divides, but for some reason the egg did not divide, and in that case you get a form of dual entity inside one body. Never mind. Rosemary, I will tell you here and now that you are doing very well indeed, and there is not the slightest reason why you should be worried, so don't be. We've got time for one more question, I think, And this is from Mr. Howard G. Marsh. I get quite a lot of people writing to me from Idaho. All right, Mr. Marsh, you say, you mention in one of your books that a person has to come back to Earth for every sign of the zodiac. This would be 12 times if he learned his lessons well. Am I correct? Mr. Marsh, I have to tell you that you are not correct. A person has to come back and live through every sign of the zodiac and through every quadrant, 30 degrees, of every sign of the zodiac, and he has to keep coming back until he accomplishes his task successfully in every sign and quadrant of that zodiac. So if he is a slow learner, he might come to Earth 1,000 or 2,000 times, which makes it all a bit monotonous, doesn't it? The tape is spinning on, the day is drawing to a close. Twilight will soon be upon us. The pages of this book are mounting up and the words of its total are exceeding that which is considered necessary for this book. Before me I have questions, piles of questions enough for many more books to come. And who knows? I might yet write another book, there's life in the old man yet. I can still twitch a little, I am still able to push a recorder button. So if you do want another book, you know how to get it. All you have to do is to write to my publisher and tell him you want another book by Lobsang Rampa. For the present, then, I will take leave of you and in doing so bring this book, Twilight, to its end. The end.